Bash the Burglar. The Sun has labelled it Batter a Burglar. Justice Secretary Chris Grayling's new law, which will mean householders in England and Wales won't be prosecuted even if they use disproportionate force defending their home burglars. The commentator's Charlie Wolfe with us today. Jude Collins. Morning to you, Jude.
Good morning, Stephen.
Morning to you, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's interesting this, Jude, isn't it? This notion now that the government's going to be more relaxed than they were about what we do if a burglar comes into our home.
Well, this is, as somebody said, this is a very good day to distract people from the government plans to invade homes of the less well-off and financially assault them. This call of Chris Grayling's is to the primitive streak that's in all of us. There's a kind of a vengeful beast inside us, and this is given the green light to use disproportionate force against people who invade your home and are trying to burgle it. Now, if fire invaded your home, Stephen, the advice is get as much distance between you and it as you possibly can. If you talk to the police, they'll tell you the same thing with regard to burglars. Get as much distance as you possibly can between you and them. Because if you confront them, you have now changed what was a burglar into a potential murderer. And that's not good.
What do you think of the proposed change in legislation?
Well, he's saying that he will have legislation which will allow homeowners to use disproportionate force.
Do you agree with
if
it?
If they wish. I mean, where do you draw the line between, disproportionate force, which is okay, and as he says, we're not talking about people going on the rampage. What's the difference between those two things?
Charlie?
I think it's correct. I mean, your other guest is right. It is primitive. It's probably the original right we have going back to caveman times is the right to protect ourselves. And I think what Grayling is saying is, you know, if someone comes into your house, you don't have the time to sit there and say, excuse me, I need to protect myself, but I just want to make sure I'm being proportionate. Are you carrying a knife, a gun, a tank, a grenade? What do you got to learn how to defend? You're going to want to defend yourself, and you're going to need to use what you think is right at the time. You're scared someone's in their house that shouldn't be there in the first place, and you're going to do whatever you think it takes. And I think you have to err on the side of the homeowner who wants to protect himself.
Jude?
Well, that's nonsense. With respect, it really is nonsense. Because what you're saying is you can use any means to defend your home. No, you can't, and you shouldn't be allowed to. You shouldn't be encouraged to. If burglars know, let me finish. If burglars know that you're going to use disproportionate force against them, what do you think will happen? What do you think they'll bring with them? They'll bring with them weapons with which to defend themselves. And so we have this escalation.
Funny enough, if you look over to the States and the places, the communities that have guns, and allow guns and have the most guns, generally have the lowest crime rate because burglars say, I'm not going to mess with that. They're not going out for confrontation. They're going out. They're making a business decision. They want some swag. They want to get some stuff. They want to get.
America doesn't have a gun crime problem.
Like I said, where there is legal gun ownership, people, burglars, stay away because they know I don't want to go to someone who's going to defend themselves. They don't want to have to deal. They want people going to lie down and
exactly. They don't want to have to deal with people, and that's what the police listen. About 2 years ago, I had an invader in my home. He broke in. He was downstairs. My instinct was to go downstairs and confront him. And my wife said, don't do that. Phone the police. We phoned the police, and the police's first words to us were, don't go downstairs under any circumstances.
I agree with you to that extent.
That's not what this discussion is about, though, isn't it? It's the authorities are not, Jude. Hold on a second. The authorities are not encouraging people to confront burglars. They are saying that if you are confronted by a burglar, in other words, if you're lying in bed and someone's standing at the bed with a mask on, or you go downstairs or you do whatever you do and you come across a burglar, what the government is saying is at the moment, the law talks about reasonable force. And in the cold light of day, a jury and a judge would look at that and say, well, look, you know, what is reasonable force? And what the government's saying is you can't take the analogy of the cold light of day because you've been startled and you're frightened, and therefore reasonable force isn't a fair assessment. And they're saying that you'll only be prosecuted if it's excessively, if it's excessive force, grossly excessive force.
Stephen, there'll be nothing in the legislation that will say you're in your bedroom and you hear a noise downstairs. They'll not say anything like you cannot use this disproportionate force except you're confronted by this burglar, confronted by him. That won't be in it. This is encouraging people to be more violent with intruders to their home. Now, I'm not in favor of people breaking into homes. I think that's, you know, something that really the forces of law and order have to deal with. It shouldn't happen, of course. But what I'm saying is, if you are going to use disproportionate force, you're upping the possibility of somebody being a murderer. It might be you, the burglar.
You know, I think you're already at that point. If someone's in your room, as Stephen said, and I think, Stephen, you've characterized it, you're going to take my fee now, Stephen, for characterizing it so well. If someone's in your room and you wake up in the middle of the night and you're threatened, you don't have the time to sit there and say, well, I wonder how this is going to play in court. I wonder what this guy is carrying. You have to assume the worst, and you have to assume I'm going to do what it takes to protect myself. And
why assume the burglar is going to be in your room?
Well, if he's in your room,
burglars don't come into your room.
He is in your room. I'm saying if he is in your room and you wake up and you see the guy's in your room, you have to assume, you know, I got a guy who may be bigger than me. I'm going to do what it takes, and if it takes me killing the guy or whatever it takes, I'm going to use the force it takes to protect myself, my wife, and my child.
Well, if you have a wife and a child, of course you'd want to defend them. And of course if somebody's coming at you with a knife or a gun or a baseball bat, of course you'd want to defend yourself. But that's not what this legislation is saying. It's not saying you are confronted by a burglar, an armed burglar, what are you going to do? It's saying if burglars break into your home, you can use disproportionate force against them. That is to say, they could be downstairs, you could be upstairs, you're entitled to go down with your baseball bat or your club or whatever, maybe even a knife, and use that against them. I mean, I can't think of worse advice or worse encouragement for anybody who believes in civilization.
They're not telling you to do it. They're basically saying that if you do it, Stephen.
That's what they're telling you.
If you do it. They're saying if you do it, if it's determined not to be grossly excessive force, you won't be prosecuted.
Well, what's the difference between grossly excessive force and disproportionate force?
Chris Grayling yesterday actually defined the difference. Chris Grayling yesterday actually defined the difference. He gave an example and he said, look, if you hit a burglar and they were knocked out cold and after they were knocked unconscious, you stabbed them, that would be grossly excessive.
This sounds more and more like a comic strip to me. You know, one of the sources at the Tory conference said, there's a difference between taking a baseball bat to somebody and grabbing a bedside lamp and hitting him over the head with it to protect your child and wife. I mean, comic book.
You know, but again, there's an overall thing here that's saying when you go to court, the judge should decide in favor of the victim. And the victim here has always been the person's getting robbed. And sometimes we seem to have a situation now in this country where a guy comes in, robs you, and you go to protect yourself, and something happens, and now you're the victim. The burglar's the victim, and you're the criminal. And laying there in your bed doing nothing, and suddenly you're now in trouble with the law. And I don't think that's right.
It depends what you do.
You know, right to defend
yourself. There was a case in the west of Ireland about, 5 years ago, where a guy was fearful that he was going to be invaded. And he sat up at night with a gun, and it was a local traveller. And the traveller broke in. He went downstairs, he shot the traveller and wounded him. The traveller ran from the house, or crawled from the house, actually, onto the main road. The householder followed him and shot him in the back and killed him. And the man who did the killing got a great deal of sympathy from the general area, the community. That doesn't make it right. As I say, there is a nasty, sort of vicious, a vengeful beast inside all of us. Civilized society passes laws that tries to rise above that, not to encourage it.
It's called the right to defend yourself, and that goes back to time immemorial. You have a right to stand up for yourself and protect yourself.
If you're attacked, yes. I agree with that, absolutely. I'm with you on that. We're talking not about people attacking you now. We're talking about burglars.
But burglars
don't want to confront the householder.
Well, why should I, you know, and generally speaking, I agree with you. Why, you know, generally you let them steal the stuff. But some people may want to say, I'm not going to take it. And they go down. And again, you don't have the time to sit there and think, well, what did Chris Grayling say? And what's the law? What's the case law? And the case history on this? You sometimes,
well,
you know, work your way for you.
Grayling is encouraging you to go downstairs, and that's bad news.
I don't think anyone's sitting there thinking, oh, yeah, where was that BBC news story about Grayling before I go downstairs? You're sitting there, you're scared.
Oh, not at all.
You don't know what
not
you're going to do.
Okay.
No, most of the time you are. You've never had
ask
this happen.
Ask the police. Ask the police what they think. They'll tell you.
All right.
Stay where you are.
Jude, thank you.
I'm
Charlie,
sure
thank you very
will.
Much indeed.